All right, Mike, give me your take on Friday's two picks, Quentin Rollins, the cornerback, and Ty Montgomery, the wide receiver slash kick returner.
The cornerback, Quentin Rollins, is a really intriguing pick. This guy took off from football for 4 years, came back to play one final year at Miami of Ohio, and was the conference player of the year in the MAC. This guy is, he's a potential playmaker on defense, but how quickly can he get up to speed in the NFL when he's only played 1 year of college football in the last 5 years of his life? I think that's going to be a project, but one that Joe Witt is excited to take on. He's taken on projects like this before. Ty Montgomery, boy, you look at a guy like that as a potential instant impact in the kick return game, which for the Packers last year was abysmal, frankly. They did not do well in kickoff return. Micah Hyde was very good at punt returns with two touchdowns, but kickoff return, this Montgomery is a strong, powerful runner. He had three kickoff returns for touchdowns at Stanford, averaged 30 yards per kickoff return his junior year. He can potentially impact the Packers right away in that area.
Okay, here's my take. Fans are saying, who are these guys? All right. I mean, they were braced for the Eric Kendricks and the Stephon Anthonys, the popular choices to address inside linebacker. Oh, you know, okay. My take is this. These are off-the-radar players. You don't just take these kinds of guys off the board. You had to have targeted these guys.
Yeah.
These are players on whom a lot of painstaking evaluation was spent. So don't worry about something haphazard here. Nothing haphazard has occurred here. The Packers personnel department targeted these guys. They evaluated them intensely, and they got their guys. They may not be your guys, but they're Ted Thompson's guys.
Yeah. Do you sense some angst in the fan base about this inside
linebacker thing?
Oh,
sure. Yeah, because, I mean, these are names that, you know, if you're drafting Wisconsin players, I know that guy. I love him.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we got an Arizona State guy here. We got a Miami of Ohio guy and another West Coast player in Montgomery from Stanford. So there's not a lot of exposure for these guys. They're kind of off-the-radar guys. And, you know, until the fans get familiar with them, there's going to be some angst. Now, if Montgomery takes the opening kickoff of the season back 108 yards, you know, as Cobb did kind of.
Yeah, 2011, sure.
They'll like him. All righty, Mike. Saturday, last day of the draft.
Yeah. Six picks.
Are they going to use one on an inside linebacker? Please say yes.
Well, I'm sure that's what the fans are hoping. You would think so. Ted Thompson didn't sound too worried about it when he was answering some questions about the inside linebacker situation. So, as you said, they've got a plan. They're just not sharing it with us, and that's okay.
Well, all of the names with which we are familiar are gone.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's a couple more names. There's a couple of guys that interest me. Jake Ryan from Michigan is a thumper type. Mike Howell from Penn State. These are Saturday, third day guys.
You've mentioned that Herrera guy from Georgia.
Oh, yeah. That's a Tony Pauline special. So, I mean, there are guys there. And Ryan, Herrera, Howell. Howell's a tackle machine. He's a Chris Borland, an undersized guy that just loves to hit you. So they are there. And then there's guys like Sam Barrington and Carl Bradford, and there's linebacker talent here that I'm sure they have a plan for plugging in.
Yeah, and I can't imagine that Ted Thompson would go an entire draft without adding at least one defensive lineman and one offensive lineman. So I think we're going to see some big guys on Saturday.
I will also finish with this. My inbox will not be offended if the Packers draft an inside linebacker. Mike, tell us about Packers.com.
Well, day three of the draft on Saturday, we'll have your live press conferences after the picks are made, conference call audio with the picks themselves, all sorts of social media updates, bulletin stories on the picks, additional stories. We'll do our last video. Mm-hmm. You'll have Ask Vic Saturday, as well as the big Ask Vic maybe is on Monday morning when you wrap this whole thing up.
No, I think Ask Vic Saturday is probably going to be pretty spicy.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.